Now I remember again. Or, yes, I'm right. Thanks. Once again, if we accelerate demand, innovation will follow. But I'm actually added from what Mehmet said, demand with quality, with green quality. Then innovation will happen. But it's easier said than done. And I think one challenge we have is to take policies into practice. So, I mean, it's very, it's easy to set up policies, but the closer you get to the actual operations and are a practitioner, the harder it might get. Especially as you said, Stacey, that, for example, driving innovation in a public procurement process, that's quite uncomfortable. Because one part of open innovation process is to fail fast, fail cheap. And failing is actually not an option from a practitioner perspective when you talk about public procurement. So we do have challenges here where I think policymaker can help also by making practitioners' life easier and give some courage actually to practitioners. I think that's really important. And then, of course, a lot of those innovation will, it's new stuff. And as Joe said, for example, R&D is extremely important here. So I think to be able to handle this, we need to work policymakers and practitioners hand by hand, and it's actually us as individuals. But we also need to build innovation ecosystems where we can operate together, create this mutual understanding of each other, create a mutual language, and actually be better together. So we really need to continue to develop our innovation ecosystem on a regional level, national level, but also find those mechanisms to make this work on a global level as well. Because we are facing, in this case, we face exactly the same challenges. There is no reason for not cooperating in this specific topic. So so that's another question then. What is a well-functioning innovation ecosystem? And that, of course, it could be another conference in itself. But it's really important, of course, to connect it to the source of research and development, to the deep knowledge, as well to the businesses who actually are creating value out of this knowledge, to the public sector who both can set up policies but also actually can be a driver for demand, as you said. But entrepreneurs, they are extremely important as well in an innovation ecosystem. Entrepreneurs with startups and scale-ups, they are very often the front runners when it comes to new technology. But it's very, very hard to scale up a deep tech company. You really need to be in a context of a well-functioning innovation ecosystem. And then, of course, investors are important as well, because you need money to be able to scale. So there are a lot of entities in a well-functioning innovation ecosystem, and it's, of course, you know, quite tacit. Then we can, of course, frame it with incubators and science parks and clusters and so on. But somewhere down the line, it's all about people. It's about individuals. So one last sentence about that. One of the core principles in this demand acceleration methodology is the theory of effectuation, which means that this is not a linear process. We need to adapt in every step of the process. We need to adapt and take it forward with the new knowledge we get, the new understanding we get. And the same goes actually for innovation ecosystem. So I think it's really important to find those individuals who have the drive to make change together, who are driven by the same North Star to really create change, and are able to engage people to make it happen.
Thank you.